lord, I've never seen such a large bed. Are you in there, Grover?
There's no Grover in this bed. I'm Gunther. I'm in the bed. You're Grover and you're still on the floor, right?
Oh, right!
Come on and get in the bed, Grover. There's nothing like it. Perfume, satin sheets, a stereo, a bar, everything!
I don't know, Gunther. Why should we be in this bed? What are we going to do in there? I'm not tired. And besides, Gunther, I don't think we can afford what she's selling.
Oh, you're right! We didn't bring any money!
It's not the money I'm worried about, Gunther. We can't afford to lose our younger listeners.
We may just double our audience with this episode. You're certainly the fool.
No, I'm not. You are. You're the one that always confuses our names.
No, it's always you, Gunther.
Ah, I got you there. I'm Gunther. You're... Wait a minute. Let's forget it, Gunther.
Right, let's do, Grover.
The twins aren't the only ones confused. Let's check the progress of the less-than-level-headed Dr. Furberg and his search for an appropriate exterminator.
Everybody's too busy trying to snuff medflies.
Why don't we forget him and go back to bed?
Are my two stars for the evening ready?
Dear God! I mean, that bed, Gunther, I want to hide. She's not wearing any clothes.
Right, Grover, I think she's naked.
My, aren't you two the timid ones? You haven't even undressed yet. Do you need some help?
What are we going to do, Gunther?
If I knew, Grover, I'd probably do it, but I don't.
Alexandria, get away from them! They're not what you think. They're flea-bitten, disease-ridden vermin. I'll take off their masks and show you.
Ah!
See? Gophers. The exterminators are coming to the rescue.
Exterminators?
Oh, God. They're gophers. That's even better yet. They're so warm and cuddly. I'm surprised at you, Furberg. You know that I haven't been the same since my German Shepherd died. Why, they're just what the doctor ordered.
They are? I must be slipping. I don't remember that, and I'd better write myself a prescription for Valium. Good night.
Well, I'm certainly glad he's not a veterinarian, Gunther, right?
Right.
Are you ready, my furry darlings?
Why are you getting into bed with us? We're only here for tricks or treats.
You came to the right place. I'll turn the trick. You'll have the treat. Take a look.
Look, Grover. We've lived in burrows smaller than that.
I'll say that you're right.
Right?
Right.
You're bloody well right.
Well, if you're hesitant, I could always give you a board.
Why? It doesn't bite, does it?
On a good night, yes. Who goes first?